Kyle, what an amazing show that was. How are you feeling, bud?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You said something quite alarming that I just want everybody to get in on. You're sad that you're seeing everybody have fun with Baldur's Gate 3. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that you can't, f*** this bear. And not like the proverbial bear, like a literal bear.
Well, first of all, you're the one that said that. I did not bring up that I was upset over a bear fucking, whether or not it's a thing.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's not an actual bear.
Okay.
It's a humanoid person that can transform into a bear.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's my thing, but it's at least a little bit more ethical than effing a bear. Straight up.
It's not ethical. You found a loophole is what it is.
Are you telling me you're going to be upset if you were, dating Mystique of the X-Men and she turned into somebody else?
No, because we'd have a conversation about it.
No, like
Mystique turned into Anna de Armas. Also, I feel like if Mystique turned into like Daffy Duck, I'm not gonna Daffy Duck. You know?
But if you really love that person, you do what
you
want.
Love has limits.
I don't know about that.
All right, you know, when we talk about, what are you into? Into a little bit of choking and a little bit of, slapping, and then she just turns around and go, I'm kind of into turning into Daffy Duck. It's like, all right, well, I can't do that. Can we go to some light choking? And she's like, sure, as long as I'm goofy. I'm like, well, all right, we can't do this, you know? And then she'll say, gosh.
Hey, everyone. I hope your kids aren't listening.
All right. 2 minutes in. Hi. How are you?
Hey.
You know?
How's it going?
Like, when you're talking to your partner, you got to set boundaries.
Sure.
And the boundaries is if you're dating a shapeshifter, you can shift into other people. But you shouldn't be shapeshifting into...
Don't put your views on another person. What if their boundaries are okay with that? You know what I mean? It's okay for you.
It's... We're... You're on some mighty thin ice there, kid. We're on a slippery slope, okay?
Let me be clear.
Right, okay.
I personally would not.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I'm just fighting the good fight for people who, it's fine.
Want to have sex with a person that shapeshifted into a...
Yeah. Yeah.
But what if it's just like, you could only be the bear? That's weird.
See, that's a bit of a tricky situation.
Oh, but what
situation.
If the other person is totally fine with it, you know? See the slippery slope?
If the other person's totally fine, then that's fine. I'm not going to yuck their yum. Let them do what they got to do. Are they hurting each other? No. Are they consenting adults? Sure. Do what you got to do. As long as it's
ducks.
Not...
They could turn into ducks, okay? Listen. I felt like as a society, the internet was in a very dangerous place when, what's the girl lion in Lion King, Nala or whatever?
Oh, Nala?
Nala, where everybody's like, that look she gives you, and I'm like, guys, that's a lion.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lion from
Lola
Lion
Bunny
King.
In Space Jam? Yeah, I know that look.
It's very slippery slope we're going to, all right? Anaphomorphic.
Listen,
whatever.
Guillermo del Toro could make a full movie about a woman fucking a fish, this conversation is okay.
That was a fish man.
Oh, Mr. Slippery Slope here.
Right, but he was a fish. He was a fish boy. Okay, that's evolution doing its work. There's nothing.
Is it?
I think so. All right. I'm just saying, we're come on. Shapeshift into the bears. No. interspecies erotica has no place here, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
All right. I almost ran over six ducks today.
Oh, is that why you picked Daffy Duck as your example? It's been on your minds? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to. Can I talk about this real fast?
Of course. Yeah.
So yesterday, my coworker, she ran over a baby deer, and she has not been over. She's very depressed. And I'm like, is your van all right? She's like, you don't understand, when I say baby, like, my car is fine. I'm like, And she's like, and I ran it over. It thudded. And I'm like, oh, shit, kid, that sucks.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, she loves deer. Mm-hmm. That's, like, her favorite animal. So
I thought you were about to say it's her favorite food.
Yeah, no.
She loves venison.
Venison's huge with her. And I was like, oh, man, that really sucks. And then the day after, I almost get a fucking quadra kill here.
Bloodbath.
I almost got a kill streak. I almost got a UAV.
Nuke inbound.
Listen, there was that many ducks. Because all of a sudden, I'm just driving, and they just decide to fly, not high, but right into my windshield. If I did not brake, the whole flock would be getting a piece of my Toyota Corolla.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not good?
Yeah. Not good. And that started what would be a really bad day for me. So if you guys hear, like, oh, why does Joe sound like he's so one note? And, you know, luckily the video version isn't on, because it looks like I just was, you know.
Emotional.
No, not just emotion. It's like I not only saw a ghost, I was possessed by one, and then it just left my body. Like, I'm very pale. I'm broken out on my face, and that's because I've been crying a lot, because got some not great news about the dog that hopefully things will be remedied. But so that's just started my real bad icky day.
Yeah.
It sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah, I had a really bad icky day, too.
Your eye?
No, I had a bad icky day, too.
Oh, what was your icky day? Would you like to?
My chair keeps sinking, and it won't stay up anymore.
No wonder you look a little low.
Yeah. It sucks.
It's
and that's a joke, everybody. I'm not comparing the two. I completely understand. This is a small problem.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you said you needed a new chair anyway.
Yeah, because, you know, it squeaks when I move around and whatever. That's so annoying. I got invested in that. Squeakies. And my couch, I was sitting on here with it's a power recliner, you know, humble brag.
Yeah.
I had my feet up, right? And I was like, okay, I got to use the bathroom when we get up, whatever. I hit the button. I'll do it in real time so you can hear it.
Okay.
Do you hear that?
What the fuck is it?
That's the motor. It won't put the legs down. So I had to, like, roll into the middle seat and then get myself up and out.
That's hilarious.
It was almost a bad situation. So I have I called, and someone's going to come out on Tuesday to give it a look. It's under a year old, so it's under the warranty.
Oh, yeah.
So they better freaking fix it with no additional charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if I swear to God, Joe, you know where I'm probably going to go with this.
Yeah.
If they look at me and say, hey, you're too big for this couch, I'm going to throw hands.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw hands. I'm just saying that right now.
Yeah. Well, why would you be too? It's just the legs.
Oh, no. Well, in years past.
Okay.
When we were to, you know, looking for couches for the living room, whatever, the family. Salespeople would straight up say, oh, yeah, no, this is not the couch for you because it's going to break.
Ooh.
Like, excuse me? Wow. Okay. I mean, you can think it, but, like, don't say it.
Well, like, if I'm a salesman, though. How do you say that in a good, like, in a
yeah, so that's the thing. Way. Just, you know, point me in the direction of a couch that has a high capacity.
Because, like, it's not like, hey, how much y'all weigh?
Yeah, so.
Because you look like you might have trouble here.
So in, like, that case, if they bring it up for this, I'd be like, well, then why did you point me in the direction of this thing?
Yeah.
I was looking at a different one, and you're like, you know what, this one's better.
Honestly, you want to hear something fucking hilarious?
Yeah, go for it.
I had something similar happen to me. Again, think about this. I have some pretty high self-esteem right now. The over-under, I've lost 24 pounds as starting my fitness journey in just under a month. Okay? Mm-hmm. Great news. Love this. Everybody loves it. We took our clients. We work with people with developmental disabilities that are on the spectrum. Now, one of them has a challenging behavior in public. They like to steal things, and that's all I can say, right? So I'm kind of like their Sherpa for them. I'm constantly reminding them of like, keep our hands to ourselves. We don't take anything that doesn't belong to us. I'll get you a treat when we go back to day program. That's what I'm repeating because they're perseverating as well. So it's like I'm reassuring them if they don't do the thing, they're going to get a thing. Now, I say this because where we went to Vansong Park Zoo. So if you ever want to, there's my assassination coordinates.
There's another one.
Someone's going to unlock the code. Yeah, someone's going to have that. Like, stars aligned. And there's a zoo there. Now, the zoo that has a train, and one of the clients really made it their mission to go on this train. They really want to. I'm like, cool, whatever. The train is, for all intents and purposes, made for kids.
Yeah.
Not a fat person, you know, minded thing. Mm-hmm. What I'm telling you, this is like a little mini train. I told my boss, or not really my boss, but like I'm helping her out. She's giving me orders, so fine, my boss. Well, I don't have to listen to her, I think. I go, listen, you have to sit with my client. There's no way on God's green perfect earth that this thing is going to fit my fat ass. And she's like, are you sure? And I look at the seat, I'm like, dude, there's no way a cheek is going to take a seat. Uh-huh. And I'm not even bullshitting you. This is how small it was for me and just for everybody involved. But everybody had like their knees to their face. I was literally sitting crisscross applesauce in this thing, taking up the one seat or the quote unquote two seats. And when I got on, I could feel the train shift. And it was one part where it was like going uphill. And I'm joking because like I'm right behind. Because like my person could elope. Like they could just run off while this train's in motion. I would implore they not do that. But like I'm sitting right behind them. I'm like, and I go to my friend. I'm like, if they just decide to run, there's no way I can even think about getting up in it less than taking like 30 seconds. Like, like we're going uphill. I'm just like, I'm the reason why this thing is chugging. Like, God bless this train, y'all.
Yep.
So that was my comical moment. I was a big man on a very tiny train, just trying to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
And as I'm getting off, Kyle, again, I feel the train shift again. I'm like, oh, man, this is something. This is something. And I don't know if you do this, but do you make the scene so other people don't make the scene? Like, for example.
Do you mention it or something? Like,
right off the gate, I'm like, something? Yeah, I'm like, hey, just so you know, again, like this is how I said, I'm like, there ain't no way my fat ass again on that thing, like, and it be stable. Like, that's how I state it. And then she could be like, oh, okay. All right.
No, I don't even attempt.
Oh, really? I feel like
there's been a lot of things that I've wanted to do. I just haven't even tried because of being humiliated. Because it happened at Six Flags. With you, really? we were doing the we were online. I sat in the seat of the ride of the DC, the light gun.
All right. Ride. Yes.
And I could still buckle and everything, but the attendant said, "Oh, you got to get off," and forced me to get off the ride. And I had to walk away from all my friends that were there, the whole line. And just leave the ride. And that was the only ride I was going to attempt because I'm not a ride person.
Right.
And ever since that day, I just don't even try. I don't even. Why? I'm not going to put myself through that again.
Yeah. You know, it's. I don't even attempt. I'm like, there's no fucking. That's why when my boss was expecting me to get on this thing, I'm like, are you. Look at me.
Yeah.
Like, just take a. take a gander at what I'm working with here. Mm-hmm. Working with a lot.
That's why, like, the few times I've flown too, I don't even question. I just buy a second seat because I don't want to go. I don't want to go through that whole scene of them forcing me to do it.
Yeah.
Or having someone sit next to me and then be super rude about it.
Yep.
So I'm going to shell out a few other $100 that I don't have and shouldn't. But if it's going to make me comfortable and not cause a scene and the 6-hour flight across the country, sit next to somebody who's complaining and huffing and puffing because I'm a little bit larger, I don't want to even come close to any sort of that kind of confrontation.
And real talk, I think that's better for both people. Because, like, listen.
No, yes, I agree. I've been on the other side where I feel
claustrophobic.
Yeah, like on a train to the city, someone sits down next to me. I'm like,
I'm proud of my, what is it called? The man.
Man spread?
The man spread. I have it. My thighs demand it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thick thighs demand man spreading. I don't give a shit. It's not sexist in the bit. It's relaxing for me. You know, I will not judge anybody for doing it. All right.
Yeah. No. If I don't,
cancel me is what I'm saying. I dare you.
I'm squishing my balls if I don't spread them. It's bad.
Oh God. You understand? Y'all don't understand. All right. For me, it lessens the humiliation because I'm like, I'm acknowledging it, so I'm owning it. That's how I'm thinking of it. Now, I also, you know, again, good news on the health front. If I'm just set, even the doctor was impressed because I as I was getting on, I was dreading it because I was like, what if my weight, my scale's been lying to me? And it's actually like 5 pounds off and I didn't lose all this like pounds. Right. And I took off my shoes and I get on the scale. I'm like, this scale has to be to me. I'm like, this is the holy grail of scales. Like this has to be right.
It had, you know, those like little weights you got to push.
No, but it is like calibrated every other month.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is the gold standard. So like, it's a doctor's office, right? Like everything has to be accurate in my mind. And so like I get on and as I'm getting on, I tell her, and again, this goes through what we've been through and you, I know you've gotten it as well as I have of this guy and like, oof, when you step on the scale.
Yeah.
So I'm prepping her by saying, okay, I just want to let you know, a month ago I weighed 383 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. I have lost a considerable amount of weight. So this is the first time this is going to be the most accurate, like, scale I've ever, like, weigh I've done. Mm-hmm. So preface that. Because I don't want them to go, well, you should lose a little weight. It's like, okay, you're already on it.
Yeah.
I stepped on and my scale did lie. When I weighed myself, I was 361. I was kicking myself. I was like, I didn't lose anything this week. Like, dude, like, I had a carb the day before. Like I had like a big lunch, but like I fasted for 24 hours. You're like, fuck. Like I failed because I really wanted to be under 360.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, you are 359.3.
Hell yeah.
And I was so happy. Like I was on cloud nine.
Yeah. Like you should be.
The next thing, Kyle, we've talked about this, I think maybe on a after show, but in private, definitely have. When I had the panic attack, very scared of my blood pressure. Everybody in my family has high blood pressure. Everybody in my family is pre-diabetic or, you know, diabetes type 2.
Yeah.
Because we love sequels. And prequels. So we love prequels and sequels. But... my blood pressure is 126/75.
That's great.
Which is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was really impressed with that. And like my doctor didn't believe it either. She's like, it could be a little high. Let me just do it again. Mm-hmm. And the second one was like 130/76. And then she did it again. It was like 125/75 or 74 around there. She's like, okay, median. I'm like, yeah. So great path. And like I talked about like my anxiety. I was like talking about my sleep apnea, humble brag, I got a CPAP machine, but I can't just take sleeping meds because that makes the sleep apnea worse. And other humble brag, I can't go under the knife because I'm too big. And because I have sleep apnea, I'll literally start choking. That's what happened when I had my my umbilical hernia. I like, if my face was blown up now, I would literally look like Thanos. Like, I was purple in the face for days. So like, we talked about that. We talked about like my ADHD. She gave me a psychiatrist that I can go to. But she's just like, I want to see it in 6 weeks for the Lexapro she gave me. She's like, I think if we could solve, like, it'll take the edge off of some of your anxiety. She's like, if you're not sure about you being depressed, because she's, I'm like, I'm not sad. Like, I'm a pretty optimistic person. She's like, that's not what it's about. I'm like, all right.
Exactly. And
she's like, I think this is going to help you, but go see that psychiatrist, get that ADHD meds and the other stuff, the anxiety meds. So that's what now my next mission is. So like, I did everything that I wanted to at the doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. And I literally told her, I'm like, this is the first time I've actually been excited for a doctor, like, to tell me shit that I need to do.
Yep.
Because I'm determined, man. My knees hurt too much. I'm super proud of you. Yeah. Thanks, bud.
Good job. Yeah.
And then again today, I got the news of my dog's anemia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy how life has like the
ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. And sometimes fucking immediate.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely.
Oh. All right, Kyle, have you seen the riots in New York City?
No. I'm going to the city tomorrow. Should I be concerned?
Actually, yes.
I know there was a train derailment.
We might, and gang, you might be getting this again on next week's show. It really does depend. Twitch streamer charged with inciting a riot in New York City. This comes from CNN. Zoe Zotelli. Let's get the guy's name. Kai Senta.
Oh, Kai Sinat.
Kai Sinat.
He's pretty big. He's pretty big.
Okay. Now let's. I'm gonna read you these paragraphs. Okay, you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Social media influencer Kai Sinat has been charged with inciting a riot and unlawful assembly after thousands strong crowds gathered in Union Square, New York City, for a giveaway, leaving dozens of people arrested and several police injured. Sinat, who has over 4 million followers on YouTube, 5 million on Instagram, 6.5 million on Twitch, said during a Wednesday Twitch stream that he would be hosting a quote-unquote huge giveaway at Friday, 4 p.m. in Union Square Park. In the stream, he said he would be giving away computers, PlayStation 5s. He said 300 PlayStation 5s are giving them away. Oh, microphones, boy. Keyboards, webcams, gaming chairs, headphones, gift cards from a truck in Union Square. Quote, I feel New York City really deserves it, he said. Quote. Holy fuck.
Somebody doesn't want to pay the shipping fees, I think is what it is.
Right, Jesus. Thousands of people began gathering in the park at 3 p.m. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry said on Friday's news conference, quote, Soon the park and surrounding streets were overrun with people, obstructing vehicular and pedestrian traffic, he said. The crowd spurred NYPD to activate level 4 response. That seems like that's a pretty high fucking response. Like, you got 5 levels. Holy shit. Oh, actually, you know what? Next sentence, if I just fucking read. It's the highest level of disaster response.
Jesus Christ.
The department earlier announced that they have activated level 2 response to handle crowds to clear the area. Madry said the crowd, quote, grew. Individuals in the park began to commit acts of violence towards the police and public. He said that some attendees took items from nearby construction site. Quote, you had people walking around with shovels, axes, and other tools from construction, he said. Individuals were also lighting fireworks, throwing them towards the police. They were throwing them towards each other. other. Jesus Christ. Sanat was removed by police for safety concerns, according to Madry. He said that the Twitch streamer had not alerted the police to the gathering or obtained a permit, and it was declared an unlawful assembly. Holy
I'm just going to say it because I feel like some people are already thinking it.
Okay.
The police had to do the same level of response that they did for 9/11.
Yeah.
For a stupid fucking social media giving away PlayStations. What an idiot.
Yeah, like Black Lives Matter protests, like when we saw the clash, like, or clashes, like, Jesus, you know, gosh. All for PS5s and some fucking microphones. And you can see, Kyle, look at some of these videos. Like, they are, stop it. Oh my God, CNN, you want to know why you're in third place? These ads are fucking everywhere. Fuck off. All right. I'm sorry. I cussed a lot there. There's so many ads. There's crowds of people like just shaking up like SUVs, like they're breaking shit, vandalizing stuff.
That is a ton of people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, and they're on top of like the subway station?
Yep. There's people literally grabbing onto this Chevy Suburban. Holy shit. It's driving off. They're hanging on it for dear life because you're trying to get inside it, I would assume. And they're just trying to drive off. What was this guy thinking?
Like, if you wanted to do a giveaway, just, you know, get a permit. Have some planning. Have, like, some lines or some sort of strategy and planning. I feel like he just threw it out there and just drove. He knows how many people follow him. He knows he's a big deal.
Jesus Christ. The amount of bodies that are out there.
It's insane.
It's enormous. That's Jesus. So, that's Kyle, thoughts?
Don't worry. You don't have to do that for a future giveaway of ours.
That's right. You can stay perfectly in your home. It's
going to be safe.
Secure. And you won't have to fight anybody in the streets or throw flares or whatever the fuck. Throw it at each other. What the fuck? And it just goes to show, man, like, people, like, how old are these? Like, how old are you to go out there and do shit like this?
Like, you know? The social media guy?
Not just social media guy, but like the people out there, like, you know, you're going to get arrested.
Like, yeah.
Like you hear it on the news because you're always surrounded by it. But like they're facially scanning folks in like January 6th and like arresting them. Like there's so many people that are going to get their face scanned one way or the other. And they're going away for a long ass time.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Kai Sinat is 21.
Yeah, that's a 21-year-old ass maneuver.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Jesus Christ. Okay, next one, and you're gonna understand why I clicked this thumbnail. Doja Cat not happy with fans calling her by her full name. Now I clicked on it because it's Doja Cat. And she's very attractive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Respectfully, I don't know anything. I know a song or two from her. Nothing else.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I know the dance.
There's a dance.
Am For I thinking science. Of the right person? Yeah. No, I am not. Yeah. I'm not thinking of the right person. Okay. Hold on. Who is the woman that I'm thinking of?
I know, but she's dancing right here, right now. Oh my goodness. Respectfully.
Yeah, Doja Cat's not the person I'm talking about or thinking of.
She is like a little out there though. Like she's a little bizarre.
Oh, I know who she is. What is?
But I'm also a man, but a humble man.
Respectfully.
humble, silly little man. That sometimes it's like a fall in love.
Dua Lipa is who I was thinking of.
Oh my.
That's awesome, who I was thinking of.
Dua Lipa dance. Let's see what this is. Is it in Fortnite?
No. It's just she was made fun of like in a music video because she's just doing like a very basic dance. And now I've seen on TikTok at her show, she does it to like poke fun at herself.
All right, let me just see. She's dancing. I could watch Dua Lipa. Oh, it's like a little like shrug.
Yeah.
It's just like a little Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Respectfully, Dua Lipa. If you were to say, Joe, who are you most attracted to in this very point in time? Lady Gaga's always number one, Ana de Armas, and then Dua Lipa are the top three. That's it.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to adjust myself in this chair.
And I think her name's Tanya Paris. She's in Captain Marvel. She's Rambo.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Tiana.
Tiana, sorry. Yeah, there you go. Tiana Paris.
Yeah.
Respectively. I wish I knew like celebrities' names. Like I'm lucky that I know Ryan Gosling and like Margot Robbie. You know what I mean?
I get that. I understand that.
Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer. Watching that Thursday. Very excited.
Ooh. Yeah. Now to bring it all back.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And to end the episode on this one question.
Sure.
If Lady Gaga could turn into a bear, you're gonna say no?
Well, listen, Gaga is queen, right?
Okay.
But if she is anamorphed her way into being a bear, it's no longer the form of Lady Gaga. I know that woman is dead and gone. She is now a full lifetime bear. Full lifetime bear.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That has been the Trophy Room After Show this week. Next week, we're going to have our little tit for tat. We're gonna find out whose list is the best list. And what are we going to do?
Oh, yeah. We're doing the best PlayStation boss fights.
Best PlayStation
boss fights. So the caveat is it has to be a PlayStation originally only boss fight. If it goes elsewhere afterwards, that's fine.
So, for example, just throwing it out there, a boss fight for Final Fantasy VII can be put on this list.
Absolutely.
Though it's been ported somewhere else.
A boss from Elden Ring could not.
Could not. Okay. Okay.
Because believe me, Millennia would be on there, hands down.
But like, what if you only own one console? That's PlayStation to you.
No.
I guess PlayStation to me, damn it. Anything.
Sure.
So it has to be.
Yeah. PlayStation that you can only original. Experience on PlayStation.
On PlayStation.
At the time the game came out. It was
released. Okay.
I have my list ready. I got like 30 just in case you take
it. Honestly, I was going to wing it.
I definitely over prepared, but.
Yeah. And I had under prepared. God damn.
Yeah.
Mental breaks.
Whew. Yeah.
Don't like them one bit. All right, everybody. That's been the Trophy Room After Show. We'll see y'all next week. Hopefully, we got some killer PlayStation news, man. Hopefully. We'll see. Only time will tell. With all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation.
Bye-bye. Bye. I love you.